1.
Netflix is increasing the price of some of its subscription plans. The details from Katie Silver.
Netflix shares are up after the company reported a boost in subscriber growth. The streaming platform now has more than 240 million subscribers, adding 8.7 million of them since June. The company says a crackdown on password sharing worked, but that it still needs to raise prices by about £2.50 for some of its plans in the US, UK and France.
2.
New figures show prisons in England and Wales are approaching full capacity, with the number of available places now standing at 557, down from 651 last week.
There are now 88,225 people locked up in England and Wales, just surpassing the previous record high in December 2011. With fewer than 560 places currently available, the Justice Secretary Alex Chalk is to make a statement to Parliament on Monday.
3.
The latest data from last year's census shows there's been a decline in the number of people who speak the Welsh language over the previous decade. The figure dropped from 19% to less than 18% of the population of Wales. That's disappointing for those working to increase the number of Welsh speakers.
After what felt like a celebration of Welsh culture in Qatar, today's figures bring a rather sobering reminder that the language remains in long-term decline.
4.
New figures show that 417,000 working days were lost to strikes in October alone, the highest number since 2011.
Industrial action has been building up since the summer. According to the ONS, 1.15 million working days have been lost to strikes in the 5 months since June, the most for 32 years. But the frequency of the walkouts has been increasing, with more sectors announcing action. The figure for October on its own accounts for more than a third of that five-month figure, 417,000 days.
And finally, 5.
Figures from the Office for National Statistics also show that the cost of basic food items like bread and milk is increasing even faster than overall inflation, going up by an average of 16.4%. Our economics correspondent Andy Verity has been examining the latest squeeze on household incomes.
The 41-year high for inflation of 11.1% was a faster rise in the cost of living than most economists expected. For lower-income households, who spend a larger proportion of their money on food and fuel, the effective inflation rate was even higher at 11.9%. Breaking those figures down further, the price of services, from haircuts to restaurant meals to transport, rose by a relatively manageable 6.3%. But the average rise in the price of goods in the shops was no less than 14.8%.